from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
While we do not know for sure who the next co-host is, management and I are working diligently together to lock that in. Over the next 2 weeks, you'll hear voices you know well, like Anthony Herron, Gabe Ramirez, Mark Brody, Ronnie Maklouf, and more. We hope to be able to announce something official very soon. Now, please continue to enjoy what the Odyssey podcast feed delightfully refers to as Score Afternoons.
That is a delightful lineup of co-hosts that you have over the next couple of weeks here.
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel & Company. You know what's fun about Spiegel & Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity-Boppity, Spiegel & Company.
Spiegel & Company, I do not think that as a rookie, you can go in there and lead the team and say, hey guys, here's my purse. That would be like Caleb Williams bending over and you see a thong in his ass.
Matt Spiegel's Flying Circus in honor of Monty Python.
I want to be on television. Well, you can't.
I was thinking about going with this one. Tell me what you think. The Dan Patrick Show. What do you think?
There's something to be said for a guy that...
A thong in his ass.
It's time for the Score Afternoon Show with Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Appreciating the Thundercat underneath that. And as we come in, Spiegs and Anthony Herron right now here today. Hello, Anthony. What's up, my man?
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
I am wonderful. We're going to get right to the news of the day because Nico Horner is going to be on for his regular Tuesday slot at 2:30. But Matt Eberflus has told assembled Bears media that Caleb Williams and the starters will not play against... I know, right? I know. I'm with you.
Boo!
Caleb's not playing Thursday. Most of the starters are not playing Thursday. This is Coach Flus, though, talking about his takeaways so far from the rookie quarterback's preseason, which is now complete.
Just the process of being able to get, you know, into the huddle, make the call, be clean, get to the line, you know, look at the shot clock and say, okay, this is a little bit low, and move guys around fast enough to get the snap off, have awareness, you know, and then really do a good job of at the line of scrimmage to be able to adjust to what the defense gives you, you know, and make your adjustments from there. And I think it's been clean. And then post snap, I think he's been relatively good in terms of going through his progressions. You know, making good decisions, you know, taking care of the football in the pocket with two hands and moving around there when he has done have to do that. But overall, I thought a good preseason for him.
So first question quickly, Ant, about that. Does Matt Eberflus sound like a competent head coach, even though he's got a defensive bent, in discussing his quarterback's play?
Yeah, I think so. Sure. I mean, didn't have any concerns about that part. Doesn't mean he can... coach for long term here, but sure.
Yeah, hey, as he's dissecting quarterback, doesn't sound like one of those guys who's disconnected from the entire thing.
No, I mean,
necessarily.
He's been defending quarterbacks his entire coaching career and playing career, so yeah, he should be able to discuss that.
This is Matt Eberflus on if they're going to start getting Caleb ready for Tennessee, because it'll be 22 days between times on the field against NFL competition.
We do as coaches, for sure. You know, we've been doing that, you know, all season and working into that, so... preliminary plans on those. But with him, we're going to wait. You know, we're going to wait a little bit for that. You know, it'll be into next week when we start working on Tennessee.
So here we are. And I know you really wanted it to happen. You disappointed?
Mildly. Yeah, because I'm not surprised. You know, if I expected the starters, Caleb and a majority of the starters to see action, I'd be more disappointed. But this is where the league is going pretty much in modern football. So I'm not surprised by it. But I think with a rookie quarterback, he would benefit from a series or two. So I was hopeful, but not surprised.
Well, we'll be talking about some of the other rookies and their preseasons a little bit later on in the show. I wonder if all of them are going to be dealt with in a similar kind of way. It's obviously been a very unique decision for coaches to get to do what they want. It feels like Caleb's getting the respect of a veteran here. And maybe what we hear in that first cut and some other things is that he has earned the respect of a guy who prepares and is a little bit further along than your normal rookie quarterback.
Possibly. I mean, certainly the respect of a starter, which they said right away that he was going to be. And, you know, the franchise is in his hands. So the respect of a starter, 100%. Respect of a veteran, maybe. Because yeah. he certainly seems to have been handling himself really well up to this point. But yeah, I mean, if he goes out there and somebody steps on his big toe and breaks it and he has to miss a month or something like that, then sure, that would be unfortunate. But, you know, veteran, starter, I guess in this case, they're kind of judged one and the same as far as playing time.
I am selfishly bummed that we don't get to watch a little bit more on Thursday night.
Right.
Like it's just been fun, but I mean, I don't feel like I've necessarily more to learn, but I'm pretty sure that he does.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to. He's got more to learn. He's got more to experience. And you know, we're going to talk, like you mentioned, about some of the young quarterbacks by comparison to some of the other young guys out there, especially some of the ones that were just recently learning are going to be starters for their team.
Yeah.
The refinement of his game will need to continue to grow for the Bears to have as much success as they're hopeful for this year.
Yeah. So he's Anthony Heron. He looked really good in a tank top in high school.
Oh, you should have seen
his face. Oh, Brett Bielema noticed it. Yeah.
Breathtaking. Just breathtaking. And I was always young for my grade. And so that was right. Like, I didn't start lifting weights until right before my senior year in high school, too. So I was just developing muscular. You know, my musculature at that point was just really coming into its own.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. And there was no damage had been done. Like, you were
limited.
Yeah.
Limited damage had been done.
I mean, but like you were a remarkable species of manhood at the time.
I was quite a specimen.
You wanted the whole world to notice.
Now, I'm not aging in reverse like Tom Brady. I know like Brady's got some quotes out there about QB development. Maybe we can come to some of those later in the show.
Oh, you want to?
You know, he is aging in reverse.
Well, that's because he's on some kind of devil steroid
He's got Marconi in his blood. That's what it is.
He's got Marconi Award in his blood. Yeah, whatever.
It's helping.
Whatever that he and Alex Guerrero have figured out together, it's quite a remarkable thing.
Man, that Netflix special was something else.
Yeah, it definitely was. He's Anthony Heron. I'm Matt Spiegel. We're going to have some fun all day today. Lots of Bears stuff coming on, a bunch of baseball as well. Your phone calls, your texts, all welcome at 312-644-6767. A reminder that Mark Grody's next installment of Training Camp Live is tonight at 6, right here on The Score. Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Our guy, Nico Horner, with his weekly appearance. That's next on Spiegs and Anthony Heron in the afternoon here on 670 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.